fairly safe Republican House seat, just became the Commonwealth's second battleground district. Wolf has served the 10th District in Congress since 1980 and was able to keep his seat even as President Obama won the district in 2008. Kyle Condick is a campaign analyst with the University of Virginia's Center for Politics.
We're calling this race toss-up for now. We believe that both sides at this particular moment have about an equal chance to win it. We had it rated as likely Republican before Wolf dropped out.
State Delegate Barbara Comstock is expected to hop in the race. And former Alabama Congressman Arthur Davis is rumored to be eyeing a Virginia run now that he's switched parties. Condick says we could also see former gubernatorial candidate Ken Cuccinelli enter, which could focus the primary debate on issues important to his Tea Party base.
I don't think the way to win the primary is to be a moderate. Now, that'll be helpful in the general election, provided, you know, whoever makes it. But, you know, I think that I think the Republicans will probably have a pretty credible nominee, but it's too soon to tell who exactly that's going to be at this point.
Even though Wolf is a Republican, he's respected by Democrats as a pragmatic moderate. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says he'll be missed.
It worries me when I see folks of goodwill in both parties walk away in droves, because at the end of the day, the only way we're going to get our country back on path is to continue to have people in both parties who are willing to find that common ground.
Fairfax County Supervisor John Faust is running on the Democratic side, though others may hop in the race now that Wolf is out. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.